T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not taking our foot off the gas with the Bills. I don't think there's any question. They have one of the best players in the league, and that is the must-see TV that we've been talking about here. What makes me want to go sit in front of the television for a few hours? It's somebody like that, and he's phenomenal. He's fun to watch.
Somebody like that, of course, is Josh Allen. That is NFL Vice President of Broadcasting, Mike North, one of the head schedule makers for the NFL, who joined Matt Bove and me on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, a podcast. It's a video podcast. It's an audio podcast. We went an hour and a half last night, and I could have gone another 10 hours with him. I'm a nerd for this stuff, but it's so fascinating learning about how the schedule's made. And I can think by now we kind of understand and know, but it's always, there's always different things happening in technology, but also just what the league thinks about trends and teams and platforms, networks, streaming platforms, international games. Like, we cover it all. We talk about all of this with Mike North. So there's a couple ways that you can listen. And I would tell you, if it's between watching an hour and a half movie tonight or going to watch slash listen to our interview with Mike North, go watch slash listen to our interview with Mike North. Because I'm telling you, you learn a lot. You get a lot of insight on how the league operates and views things. You have these preconceived notions about what the league thinks about how to set up the schedule, what's important to them, what's not important to them. And then you come out and go, okay, well, wait a minute. Okay, no, I thought that, but that makes sense. And really, the other part, the challenges they face. It's not that simple, right? That, well, you know, the Chiefs and Bills, the Chiefs are really good. We're going to put them on 6 primetime games. They're getting 2 on ESPN, 2 on, you know, Thursday Night Football. No, you can't do that. There's so many challenges they face to taking care of their network partners and making sure that all their bases are covered. And yes, there are minimum types of requirements, but not in the sense that you might think. It used to be where you got to be on primetime at least once, and they went away with that. You know what the minimum is now? I found this fascinating, Josh, actually. The minimum now, when I said, are there minimum requirements? It's actually the opposite now. Like, because every game can be on every network, meaning, you know, it used to be where the AFC was only on CBS and the NFC was only on Fox, right, for the away team. Now you can kind of do it wherever. You can find a Bills-Dolphins game can be on Fox. It was a couple years ago. Because of that now, Josh, what I found interesting, he said, CBS and Fox, they have to have a minimum number of games, basically, for those teams and those conferences, because they're still the main networks for those conferences, even though you're not going to get every one of those games like you used to. So they want to make sure CBS still has enough Bills games, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I wonder if they're going to kind of spread them out, or if they're all going to be in like a certain spot of the year. You know what I mean? Like, is there going to be a trend of like X amount of Bills games are on this station for like a certain amount of weeks? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I wonder what like the stipulations are, or if they just have to be kind of whenever, you know what I mean? Like, they can be scattered around or in consecutive weeks or something like that. But yeah, I think it's kind of interesting that you can get the variation there, but then it also leads to, you know, the whole streaming thing and like finding everything on different platforms and all that good stuff.
I mean, we talked about them opening the season in São Paulo, Brazil. That's on day number 2, because, you know, you got the Chiefs are kicking off the season as the Super Bowl champ home week 1 Thursday night. The next night is in São Paulo, Brazil, and it is the Eagles and the Packers. I asked him, how did you determine the teams? How did you determine that's going to be on Peacock? He went through all that. By the way, I didn't tell you how you can listen to all this. I just teased it. Wherever you pod, doesn't matter. It's iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Odyssey app. We want you to listen through there as well. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. I have a link on all my social platforms, whether that's X or Instagram or Facebook, and you can find it there. But also, I have a YouTube page where all of this lands. Every time we do a podcast, we do a video podcast. It's Sal Sports on YouTube. Subscribe to it, okay? Help me out, subscribe, but also because then you're going to get the latest episodes video-wise with Matt and I and all the guests that we have. Just did a mock draft with John Scott a few days ago, dueling mock drafts. It's all on the Sal Sports YouTube page. So go subscribe to that. You'll get the latest It's Always Game Day in Buffalo video version there. And then, of course, if you're just an audio listener, you want to do it while you're, you know, bumping around, running, whatever, that's on any way that you can get your audio podcast. So check that out. An hour and a half. It's all right there this morning. It dropped down to the audio. It was on video last night. The Bills still rate very, very highly with the league. They're going to get more primetime games. It's like they, I'm not going to say more. They're going to get about as many as they have the last few years. Now, ever since last night teasing the pod and saying that to people, I've had the reaction you would think, which is, okay, can we go back to 1 o'clock? All right, this is really messing with me. And I get it. I get it, folks. Like, it's tough. It's tough on me. Like, believe me. Ask my boss. We'd say it all the time. Like, boy, like, we have to really adjust a lot of things that we do. Now, we love being in this spot where the Bills are relevant. People are listening. People are talking about it. No doubt about it. But it's challenging on all of us. It's challenging on you as a fan. It's challenging on you as a consumer. It's challenging on those of us who work professionally to cover the team, to be a part of the broadcast, whatever it is. It's challenging. It's also an honor, right, for the Bills to be there. But I'm just here to tell you, the toothpaste is out of the tube. Like, you're not putting it back for the league as far as all of these different days and times. They're not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now playing on Black Friday pretty much every year going forward. It seems like they're going to play on Christmas every year going forward. They said they wouldn't this year, and then they're going to. That's a Wednesday, okay? We're getting Saturday games in December every year. We've had that for a while. Thursday night, not only Thursday night games, flex scheduling came in last year on Thursday night. Flex scheduling came in on Monday night football. Flex scheduling, we know, on Sunday night. You got Sunday afternoons, Sunday night, Monday nights. You got holidays, Thanksgiving, night game, Saturdays in December. There's no way that you're getting out of this now. Even if you don't have Josh Allen anymore, years from now, Josh Allen hopefully wins a few Super Bowls, retires, goes off into the sunset. Maybe the Bills become kind of a middling team. Who's their quarterback? Are they not that interesting? Guess what? If that were to happen, they're still going to find their way onto some of these types of games. So that's not changing. But in the meantime, while they have Josh Allen, you just heard the clip right there a little while ago from Mike North. While they have Josh Allen, while they're still considered one of the best teams in the league, they're going to be featured heavily by the National Football League as far as the schedule is concerned. The answer to the question you just heard Mike North a minute ago play the clip, okay, that Josh played, that said, as long as they have Josh Allen, right? That was an answer to a question I said to him, which is, hey, every time I do a radio interview around the country, I'm asked, is the Bills window closing? They had all these changes. They traded Stephon Diggs. And then I look and there's the Vegas odds. Bills are still one of the top, what, five teams to win the Super Bowl. Bills are still the favorite to win the AFC East. So you know what? The window's not closing. They have Josh Allen. The odds are the window is not closing. What does the NFL and what do the schedule makers believe? And he said, yeah, we're not taking our foot off the gas on the Bills. Then it comes to things like, you know, specific games. We talked about the Texans, the Stephon Diggs, revenge factor. Yeah, it's revenge matters, but you know what? That was already a big game. Two AFC teams, an up-and-coming team that everybody kind of really saw last year take a step, and he said, we blew it last year. He said the league blew it with Houston. They didn't know. I don't think there's any shame in that. A lot of us didn't think Houston would be that good. And then you have the Bills and how good they are already. But also, week one. That was another one we touched on. So week one, the Bills have played on week one on the road and in prime time each of the last 2 years. So they went to the Rams to open the season 2 years ago when the Rams were the defending champs. And then they went to New York last year to face Aaron Rodgers and the Jets on Monday night. So I specifically asked him, like, would you consider that when making this year's schedule and saying, look, we can't do that to the Bills again. The fans have seen them on the road twice. We want to put them at home. Now, personally, even before he answered, I will tell you, my personal opinion on that is the league doesn't care. The Cincinnati Bengals opened on the road 7 straight years, folks, from 2009 to 2016. I believe those were the years. Look them up. Now, they weren't the Bengals like contending every year like they are now with Joe Burrow. So it wasn't a big deal. They were either going to be home or away at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, essentially. But they were on the road 7 straight years week one. I don't think the league cares after 2 that put them on 3 if you're the Bills. But 2 years in a row, prime time, on the road, probably not necessarily looking at that. But he said that's not like something overly we're looking at the trend and saying we got to change it. But sure, they do start to think about those teams at a certain point. The question is, when does that point become, right? So there's a lot of things that get baked into all of this. And again, please just go check it out. It's really, really fascinating to me. Like I said, I'm a schedule nerd. The other thing I actually asked him about too was last year, we get into the very end about the Pittsburgh game, moving the game, the snow, and what that was like and how much, you know, what the communication was with the league, the schedule makers, the, you know, politicians, governor's office, obviously, that moved it, the stadium, the Bills, and then what impact that might have going forward on scheduling games. All of that on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Mike North joined me and Matt Bove. Super cool stuff. Check it out once again, wherever you pod, and also on the Sal Sports YouTube page. We will take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Tuesday and then get to the Sabres live show at noon, which is going to extend to 2 o'clock today because they're going to have the Lindy Ruff press conference live at 1 p.m. down at KeyBank Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.